Upadesha Saram by G. Ellen. This short work is the essence of the science of self. It begins with the karta, subjective aspect of self. The subject is first approached as Ishvara, God, and finally realized as being, knowledge, self. Sri Bhagavan reveals that it is at the behest of Ishvara that actions give results. Actions are not divine but insentient. The results also are transient and landless in an ocean of activity and do not give salvation. Only actions done without attachment and the result dedicated to God purify the mind and lead to the right path. Then the paths are dealt with by bhakti or devotion to God. Bodily acts of worship lead to continuous meditation on the object of worship, gradually from with form to without form, then to oneness with God, and when even that thought disappears, it results in continuous awareness of being known as Parabhakti. Jnana Marga, the direct path, consists in the mind pondering over its own nature without attachment to worldly objects. Then one realizes that there is no such thing as mind. It is only a bundle of thoughts, the first being the I thought. When it is traced to its source, it is destroyed. In its place shines the perfect and eternal being as I. To know this being, existence, there is no other knowledge, for knowledge also has to exist before it can know. Existence alone is knowledge, and the existing knowledge is the self. By the inherent characteristic of existence, jiva, individual ego, and Ishvara, universal ego, are one only, the self. Difference comes only when known as attributes of self. When one traverses the attributes and knows the self, it is knowing the truth of Ishvara, the effulgent self. Knowing the self is being the self, for there is no two selves for one to know the other. A quote. It was a blessed morning, it was a blessed day, when Bhagwan came to earth to show the way. Hail, hail to thee, Bhagwan, 1,000 hails, to know thee in essence, intellectual fails.